أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تر إلى الذين قيل لهم كفوا أيديكم وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة فلما كتب عليهم القتال إذا فريق منهم يخشون الناس كخشية الله أو أشد خشية وقالوا ربنا لما كتبت علينا القتال لولا أخرتنا إلى أجل قريب قل متاع الدنيا قليل والآخرة خير لمن اتقى ولا تظلمون فتيلا صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayat number 77 of Surah An-Nisa. In the early stages of Islam, before the hijrat of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, some of the Sahaba in one narration, Sayyidun Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiyallahu ta'ala, whose name is mentioned, that when the persecution was too much for Sahaba, then they approached Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam and they asked for permission to make jihad, to retaliate. At that time the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was continue with the amal of deen, the performance of salat, give out your charities, and whatever else the hukum of Allah Ta'ala is, you continue, forgive, and pay attention to the amal of deen. And then the hijrat of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam had come, and after the hijrat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, plus minus in the second year of the hijrah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then revealed the hukam of jihad fi sabilillah. When the hukam of jihad fi sabilillah was revealed, then the munafiqeen and some that were weak in the iman began to think about it. Those that were weak in the iman, in their hearts, they thought that this is premature. It is not possible that we go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at this stage. So they began to make dua in their hearts and they began to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that why don't this hukam of yours become postponed and delayed? As far as the munafiqeen were concerned, they began to speak about it openly that this is not the time for jihad, but jihad should be delayed and postponed and it should come down later. So with regards to this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayah, this verse, and Allah ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ قِيلَ لَهُمْ كُفُّوا أَيْدِيَكُمْ. Did you not see or look towards those people that it was said to them, كُفُّوا أَيْدِيَكُمْ, that restrain your hands, that you had come forward and you said that you want to make jihad, but it was told to you at that time, restrain your hands, don't go out and fight, but rather, وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ, perform your salah, give out your zakah, and of course, whatever other obligations Allah Ta'ala had obligated you with. فَلَمَّا كُتِبَ عَلِيهِمُ الْقِتَالِ, then when qital, fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was prescribed upon them, إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ, then one group from amongst them suddenly, يَخْشَوْنَ النَّاسِ, began to fear people, كَخَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ, like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is supposed to be feared, أَوْ أَشَدَّ خَشْيَا, or even more severe, intense in their fear, that now this fear gripped them, and they began to ask, how can we go out and fight people? How can we face the people? Isn't this premature? We are still very, very weak. وَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا لَوْلَا كَتَبْتَ عَلَيْنَا الْقِتَالِ. And the Muslims, they said this in their heart. They began to make dua to Allah Ta'ala, those that were weak. They said, رَبَّنَا لِمَا كَتَبْتَ عَلَيْنَا الْقِتَالِ. O our Rabb, why have you prescribed al-qital, fighting and going out and striving in your path? لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنَا إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ. If only you would delay it for a short period of time. In other words, give us a little respite so that we may strengthen, so that there may be more of us insofar as numbers, insofar as our equipment and all of that is concerned. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that there were those that even when we were not prepared, they were prepared to go out and give their lives for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then there were those that when Allah ta'ala's hukam came, that they felt that we were still not prepared. So hence Allah ta'ala says, قُلْ مَتَاعُ الدُّنْيَا قَلِيلٌ. Say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mata', the wealth of this world, the enjoyment of this world is qaleel, is very meager. Now here, Allah Ta'ala is taking all the wealth of the world, put all together, and Allah Ta'ala is saying is meager. Then what is our share in all of that? Absolutely nothing. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لِمَنِ اتَّقَى. And the akhirat, the hereafter, is better for that person who has taqwa. And the first aspect of taqwa is to abstain from kufr and shirk, and then to abstain from what is haram, and then to abstain from whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is displeased with insofar as the karahat and makruh is concerned. وَلَا تُظْلَمُونَ فَتِيلًا. And then Allah ta'ala says, and you will not be oppressed. Fatilan, the equivalence of that string that is found on the pit of a kajur. In other words, absolutely nothing. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a command, there is absolutely no dhulam whatsoever in the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's hukam will always be fair, and Allah ta'ala's hukam will always be just, and there will always be wisdom in the hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.